my sarcastic tone. I'm a bit underwhelmed by the sample show now. Mr. Pistro, fraternity guy, pick up a asshole, bloodshot eyes. Get drunk and fight every night. Idolize Bradley, belittle women's rights. Homophobic, racist, and don't give a fucking hey. Do you think you can drive a bigger truck? So wear your baseball cap to the side to let everyone know that you're a nice guy. So cool, we're so impressed. Lots of chicks and a barrel chest. Cause you're a real man. Punch for punch, gonna piss in your face while you're passed out drunk. I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. He's a nice guy, but all of you are assholes. I'm a nice guy, you're a nice guy. She's a nice guy, but all of you are assholes. Nice guys rule the planet. Why just can't understand it? But could divine by deception and lies. Social Darwinism and an overdose of pride.
Fuck off, sure, fuck.
I don't wanna hear it.
Fuck off, sure, fuck.
Read into the lyrics, cause everybody gets their just desserts. Long as you remember that nice guy's bitch. You're next on the list. Such a nice guy who speaks through his fist. Prick with a penchant for messing with heads. A broken nose for dinner and breakfast in bed. Alcoholic, paranoid, and suicidal too. But you'll probably kill her before she gets away from you. Swims in a pool of blood and cry. All your friends say that you're a nice guy. Have a drink, this one's on me. Look, you're doing fine, losing to your disease. Tomatoes, I'll pack your bags. Bury you with my cash, ready to go. You're a nice guy, we're all nice guys, but all of you are assholes. He's a nice guy, she's a nice guy, hey, Tom Bones a nice guy.
All of you are assholes.
Nice guys rule the planet, the fundamental. How could a body by the sun and lies? Social Darwinism and an overdose of pride.
Fuck off, jerk off.
I don't wanna hear it.
Fuck off, jerk off.
Read into the lyrics, so let the parties will quench your thirst. As long as you remember that nice guy's fish.
What's up, podcast listeners, and welcome people on YouTube. If I put the show out on YouTube, I never put the show out on YouTube, though. This is The Plex. We do the show live every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific and beyond into red light and beyond and beyond and beyond into red light, although I may run out of vodka tonight early, so I may run out of steam. You can find this podcast on all your podcatchers. Make sure you do follow this and jump into the search bar of your podcatcher, if it's Spotify or iTunes or whatever, and type in Echoplex Media and just follow all of them and then unfollow the ones you don't like. Fucking I'm producer Dave. You can find me damn near anywhere.
And I'm historian Matt, and you can find me nowhere, I guess, mostly on other Echoplex Media shows like Catterday, which I think we'll have next weekend. I think that's the plan. And not an Echoplex Media show anymore, but earlier on Sundays, I do the Humanist Community of Silicon Valley Sunday Forum. We now stream that to Facebook if you're looking for the stream. And it's on the Humanist Community of Silicon Valley's Facebook page. Just look that up if you're interested. Yeah, I have a graphic novel. We'll drop a link in the chat for anybody who's interested. Still, nobody's buying it anymore. But, you know, hey, maybe somebody new will find it. Do you want to give people what they want, I guess? I think that's where we're at.
your fault. Didn't make it to the vault in a pool of blood from the police assault. No revolution instead. Your body beaten blue and red, and a bright white light on the horizon instead. Then the napalm drops and the flames won't stop. The teacher's dead, preacher's dead, soldier's dead, cops. The napalm drops and the flames won't stop. The teacher's dead, preacher's dead, soldier's dead, cops. What you gonna do when no one comes for you? You better make a plan for the wasteland. So what's your plan for the wasteland? No mutants and martyrs, just malnourished kids telling stories about all the fun stuff we did. No gas for the car and no shells for the gun, so sit back, relax, let the cannibals come. You wish they were zombies, but there's breath in their lungs.
Breath in their lungs.
What you gonna do when no one comes for you? Oh, what you gonna do when the hungry humans come for you? You better make a plan for the wasteland.
So what's your plan for the wasteland?
What's your plan for the wasteland?
So what's your plan for the wasteland?
Would you rather be starving? I would rather be gone. I would rather be dust when the bombs come along. So why fight with the dying when you can rest and be dead? We all need survival like a hole in the head. Pray you're safe and you're sound, not sleeping the ground. Pray the first fucking target is this quaint little town. When the gas came, you choked. When the fun came, you drowned. What you gonna do when no one comes for you? Oh, what you gonna do when the consequences come for you? You better make a plan for the wasteland.
So what's your plan for the wasteland?
Ain't got no plan for the wasteland. Thinking Uncle Sam for the wasteland. You're up at your pen for the wasteland. You got no plan for the wasteland. So what you gonna do when no one comes for you? You better make a plan for the wasteland. You better
make a plan for the wasteland.
Will you run Medina Spirit this weekend in the Preakness? I know you've said that, but they're going to have a meeting tomorrow down there at that race.
No, actually, they're on their way right now. They're in a van. They should arrive this afternoon, and we're definitely planning on running them. I'm going to run two horses.
Okay, Bob, here's my understanding. They were going to have the draw today for the Preakness, and they've kicked it back until tomorrow. You have another review. Those results may not be available for several weeks. So the Preakness goes down this weekend. The Belmont is here in New York 4 weeks from now. I don't know if we have final results even before the Belmont is done, but your plan is to race in the Preakness. Is there a chance they may punt and not allow Medina Spirit to run this weekend?
Well, I haven't heard anything officially. They haven't told me anything. I know when Churchill Downs came out with that statement, that was pretty harsh. And I think they had to just, you know, it's, you know, with all the noise going out, you know, we live in a different world now. This America is different. And
yes, you used to be able to pump your fucking horse through full of steroids before you made it race without really its consent. What the fuck is happening to our country, Matt?
I don't know. I do know, like, I have heard that doping horses is like a big problem actually in horse
right,
racing.
Right, because like fuck, they don't even know that they're being given drugs. I mean, they might know, they might get
right.
Fucked.
The horses don't know, but there's like, I mean, I think racehorses are tested like even more than most athletes, you know, human athletes, right? Horses, because it's such a big issue.
The horse is all, nah, cancel culture. Oh no, is this guy, he's going to do it. He's going to like say we live in a different world now. And people are going to cancel for their opinions. And my horse is on steroids and my horse. Oh no, he's going to do it, isn't he?
And this, it was like a cancel culture kind of a thing. So they're reviewing it. I haven't been told anything. We're prepared to run. I can't see
that. But under the rules, does your team get to review the results, or is that left with the horse officials?
No, it goes. There's a long process. There'll be a split sample, and then there'll be a hearing. And this, it's going to take months. This isn't done within a week, and it's a long period.
But you're here to say that Bob Baffert's team did not cheat to win the Kentucky Derby.
We did not cheat to win the Kentucky Derby.
You probably did. All the horses out there were doping too. They just you got caught, Bob.
Probably. I don't know. I don't want to say one way or the other, but I mean, it sounds
like I don't know. The horse, was it high? I couldn't tell. I don't know how it acts normally.
Wait. Was the jockey riding a high horse? Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Yo, there's more on this. Fucking the guy's gonna blame regulations for his horse testing positive for performance enhancing horse substances.
Declared the winner. Bob Baffert joins us now. Welcome, sir.
Morning, Bob.
Good morning.
Yeah, you've been in the news all weekend. I've watched a lot of your interviews, read all the transcripts.
Why?
That you had nothing to do with it. Are you adamant that it did not happen?
Oh, This did not happen. That horse has never been treated with that, and it's illegal therapeutic medicine, and the amount that was in it wouldn't have any effect on the horse anyway. But we don't.
I didn't do it, but if I did, that's not why the horse won.
That's the disturbing part of it. But I cannot believe. I never thought I'd have to be fighting for my reputation and this poor horse's reputation. Because
the horse doesn't care.
The regulators have put, they're testing these horses at contaminated levels. And it's been a horrible experience.
So, Bob, just at the beginning of that answer, you were about to say?
Yo, chat's asking why they care about this Baffert guy. What I'm telling you is that they're trying to make this a cancel culture thing. And it's so funny.
Yeah.
I got one more clip. Why do they ask, why do your horses keep failing drug tests? Oh, no.
Racing, you know, racing has a problem, but Bob Baffert is not the problem.
You know, Bob, this isn't something you bury in the diet of the horse. This has to be injected into the joints. It's a steroid, an anti-inflammatory. It would mask, essentially, the amount of physical exertion the horse is exhibiting on the track and help the horse, him or her, to run faster. But you've had five horses from the Baffert barn in the last year to fail a drug test. Now, what would explain that?
But they were all resolved. They were contamination. And we have to fight this. And for some reason,
wow,
that is the problem right there. And people in the public don't understand. People in my world, they understand this is all BS. And unfortunately, it happened to I have Bob Baffert.
Other people who would like to pump horses full of drugs so they don't feel pain and destroy their bodies to race faster. We get it.
Yeah. Also, like what he's trying to say about the whole contamination thing is basically that he didn't actually pump his horses full of drugs. But during the testing process, the test was contaminated with some of these drugs that he's testing positive for. And this has happened five times?
Yeah, like, why? What about the other horses?
Yeah, like, what?
Yo, this guy's like...
It's a pretty stretch.
This guy's like really good friends, or like the husband of the sister of some mucky muck or something at Fox News. That's the only thing that explains this, right?
I don't know. They're kind of holding his, they're holding his feet to the fire as much as Fox holds anybody's feet to the fire. You know what I mean? They are actually asking questions. They're not just like going down on
him. Right. But this guy's, this story is incredibly stupid. And the people that are covering this story are probably pissed off that they're like, what do you mean I'm covering the horse doping story? The guy was pumping the guy's horse full of drugs.
Yeah, probably. True.
I think there's something going on here. This guy knows a guy who knows a guy or something like that, you know?
Probably.
It's not stupid. That's not a drug that I would use on a horse. We don't use that horse. We don't use that drug. The horse never had it in him. And we have the documentation. We're going to show everything.
Will you run Medina Spirit this weekend in the Preakness? I know you.
I don't know how you have documentation on not getting an illegal drug, but, you know, whatever.
He's like, look, here's a piece of paper that I made that shows that the horse did not fail the drug test. What now?
Cancel culture.
Yo, do you remember when this show used to have 5 fucking people on it?
I do, and it was crazy.
Yo, there's a show on Fox with 5 people on it, and our show with 5 people on it was great compared to Fox's show that has 5 people on it. They have a budget, though, so, like... Anyway, this is Fox's The 5. They are going to be talking about the new CDC guidelines, and I feel like Jeanine Pirro is up late, so I think she's drunk. That's, like, what's really important to understand here is that Jeanine Pirro is probably, like, box wine drunk right now, so...
Yeah.
Let's let it roll. This is Fox's The 5. Also, there's a little ad for Greg Gutfeld. It looks like he stole the Garfield logo, which is totally cool, and the kids love it. Nathan, the creator, thanks for coming by and subbing. I'm glad to see you here. We played some of your stuff earlier. Maybe if you're inclined and you want to join via Discord during the post game to talk a little bit, I'd like that. Anybody, everybody say hi to Nathan, the creator. Anyway, this is Fox's The 5. It's a really shitty version of a show that we used to do here, audio only, with 5 people in this room and copious amounts of marijuana.
Judge Jeanine, did you miss seeing Joe Biden's beautiful face out there today and at the White House?
Well, actually, I was shocked. I didn't know he won, you know, until he pulled a mask down. I said, yeah, that is Joe Biden. Well, look, the other
this thing, is funny.
The other thing is
quite witty.
Do you remember when someone asked him at the podium, they said, if you're
there's a little bit of do you remember when George W. Bush, like, stood on that fucking aircraft carrier that he flew into and was all mission accomplished behind him?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like there's a little bit of this going on with what Joe Biden's doing here, and I feel like it's probably a bad idea.
Yeah, you think so?
I hope that they're right and that we've turned the corner and things are going to get better. But if they don't, if we hit like 60% vaccination in the country and then we're just a fucking COVID petri dish for the end of time, this thing where Joe Biden's going around without a mask and acting like... it'll be his mission accomplished moment, you know?
True. I will say I've been following the numbers, and the number of new infections has dropped precipitously over the past couple of weeks. And I'm pretty sure that just has to do with people getting vaccinated. Like, vaccines are out there. Everybody can get it. There's still a good number of people who want to get it. You know, there's going to be some crazy people, but I don't think everybody who wants it has gotten it quite yet. All of it yet.
Oh, it's not going to be, it's going to be, anyway, maybe we'll let this roll. We could talk a little bit more about like the broader issues during the post game or whatever. But yeah, I just feel like this has a bit of that mission accomplished thing. And if things go completely potato, him doing this is going to be seen in the same way that Bush's mission accomplished thing was seen.
Wearing a mask, and he said something about it's your business, patriotic duty. Look, there is which it is not a patriotic duty. It doesn't seem to me, unless I'm, you know, missing something. But what did we learn today?
Who gets to decide what's your patriotic duty?
Fox News, obviously.
Fucking whatever. Getting the vaccine and wearing a mask is your patriotic duty. Jeanine, she needs more box wine, actually.
Go. If you're vaccinated, if you waited the 2 weeks, you can go outside and actually be indoors with other people who are vaccinated and not wear your mask. What is new? I mean, what pushed them to this point? And all this
new information.
Oh my gosh, at the podium, I lost my mask. And then the other thing with Kamala Harris kissing her husband, both with masks on, when they're both vaccinated.
That's cute.
This is theater. Rand Paul was right.
Yes, it's theater, actually. The crazy the idea that like that that some part of politics isn't theater is absurd.
Right. And they're trying to be good examples, even if it's a little bit silly, so that other people will do the right thing. We did have somebody in the White House who was a bad example
Right.
A lot of the time.
I bet Ivanka made him wear the mask when he kissed her.
Yeah.
People who are vaccinated apparently are the people who are most hesitant about getting back and doing things.
Yo, yeah. Because we're all like, wait a minute, this has been kind of a shit show. Let's wait and see.
Right.
I had an interaction with Chris Titus on Twitter today. If anybody's from Fremont, they know who that is. But I told him that. I was like, we're just wait and see. And he's like, oh. It's got fucking a lot of other. But yeah, wait and see. I'm like, wait and see.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm getting a little distracted by another common member of our show panel sometimes. Anyways.
Well, who's distracting you? Is HK bothering you?
Yeah, he just posted something and it popped up as a notification on my computer. Right then. Good news is it sounds like he's fully vaccinated as well.
Oh, it's 5G. Yeah, we both got 5G yesterday.
Right.
That we've done normally. And so whether it's taking a cruise, you know, going to restaurants, the vaccinated ones are the slowest ones to get involved.
And yo, wait a minute. This chart isn't saying what she thinks it's saying. It's like, are more likely to have expressed comfort toward public activities. The unvaccinated are like, sure, let's go on a cruise. Let's go to a concert. We'd like to travel abroad, spread this dessert. Oh, we'll go to the amusement park. We'll go to the gym. The people that are vaccinated, they're like, well, hold on, wait a minute. That's all that's happening here. They're like, whoa, you know what? We've been doing this for a fucking year. Can we wait like 3 weeks to see what the fuck happens once we all have the vaccine? Right. Oh, my God.
The unvaccinated are basically, they are either stupid or don't care or both. And that's why they're going to do all these activities when they are probably, well, they're definitely not vaccinated. And
I just think this chart is saying the opposite of what she's like, oh, look at the stupid vaccinated people. And it's like, well, no, they're being cautious.
Right. Right. Like the vaccine is not 100% effective. It's, if you have the Pfizer or Moderna, it's like 95%, which means you still have like a 1 in 20 chance of getting the virus. Now, I don't think anybody has had a severe case if they've been fully vaccinated and 2 weeks after their second shot, but it's still like being cautious is probably a good thing. Plus they're not sure if it's protecting against all strains of the virus. Although it sounds like it pretty much is.
You know, I got to point out that like the lowest bar for the vaccinated is traveling abroad. And I think that's because there's foreigners if you go abroad.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, I don't want to go to another country. And people speak Spanish and shit in other places. Fuck that.
Wow.
But everybody wants to go to the amusement park.
Yeah, I was about to say, everybody wants to go to the amusement park.
But... That's interesting, Dana. What do you attribute that to? Because you would think that those people, it would be reverse.
Yeah, I'm in the reverse category. So maybe it's just possibly caution, or maybe waiting to hear specifically from the scientists, as they wanted to follow the scientists, that it's all going to be okay now to not wear a mask. I think we take it as a win. Like, okay, this is great. I agree. And I think that when President Biden said Americans have missed each other's smiles, I think that's true. He's got a great smile. Kamala Harris has a great smile. Everybody loves.
Oh, well, they've got a great smile. Good. They're also communists. They're going to destroy the country.
Said something I was thinking about too, which is earlier this week, the CDC director Rochelle Walensky, she testified in front of Congress. She wasn't wearing a mask. Yesterday, though, John Kerry was testifying, and he was wearing a mask.
But who cares?
Like, I prefer that, though.
I think all of this is sort of strange. Now, you might wonder why today. I'm not saying, but I would admire the skill to hold a positive announcement when every other story and every other headline, when you're at the White House and every story is bad. You're looking for a good story that will break through directly to the American people, and this would be it.
Yeah, smart.
Well, I admire it.
So do you think maybe they held this? They held this for a day like today when they were getting killed with bad news and then dropped it?
I'm just saying either they're extremely lucky or extremely skilled, and I admire it either way.
Either way, all right.
It's fine.
That's fine.
Yo. Fox the Five is terrible.
Yeah.
So, conspiracy theorists, we were talking about a moment ago. You know what they're not going to do? There will be zero conspiracy theorists freaking out about this. Watch.
The Florida Keys will be the site of an experiment this summer, releasing genetically modified mosquitoes into the wild. The project is aimed at reducing the spread of deadly mosquito-borne illnesses such as dengue, yellow fever, and the Zika virus.
Yeah, the conspiracy theorists are going to be fine. They're trying to stop viruses.
Didn't they already freak out about this stuff? Because they've been doing these kind of experiments. Well, I don't know what specifically this one is, but before there were certain scientists and groups were releasing genetically modified mosquitoes, which are basically male mosquitoes that don't bite. By the way, male mosquitoes don't bite. Hello, idiots. And they were also infertile. So the idea is they would mate with the other mosquitoes, but wouldn't actually reproduce, and the population would collapse. And apparently it worked pretty well.
Or
what's this one?
5G.
Yeah.
You're probably wondering how releasing more mosquitoes might lessen the problem. These Aedes aegypti mosquitoes are genetically modified organisms, or GMOs. Designed in a lab, these males carry a gene that, when they reproduce, passes into eggs. If that egg hatches into a female, the gene kills the immature mosquito. The hope is that by introducing this gene into wild populations, the population of biting females will plummet, and that's good news for the rest of us, because only female mosquitoes bite.
Oh, this is actually like fucking mosquito eugenics, and I'm against it now. You think, I'm fucking half kidding, literally half kidding.
Oh, so I grew up in Florida, and I know how bad the mosquitoes are in Florida, and fuck mosquitoes, I'm all for the mosquito holocaust.
Fair enough. We disagree, Matt. I have a free exchange of ideas here. I'm only half against it. I'm just like, I just don't like the idea of eugenics, period, even if we're doing it to a mosquito. I like that they're GMO. See, I'm 50-50 on it.
Oh, okay.
They might increase my phone reception if they do bite me.
Yeah.
Transmit illnesses to people. The experiment in the Keys is a partnership between biotech firm Oxitec and the Florida Keys Mosquito Control District. Meredith Fensom is the head of Oxitec Global Public Affairs.
We have a small container, and this is what we put the mosquito eggs in. We close the lid.
Now I'm 75% against it. Their shit looks too cute and fucking Silicon Valley venture capital workshopped.
Andrea Leal of the Mosquito Control District says the experiment comes just in time.
We are seeing resistance in some of our current control methods, which has made our job at mosquito control that much harder. Nothing out there is a silver bullet. We're looking to integrate whatever we can into our current control methods just to make sure that we can suppress that population below disease transmission thresholds.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency issued an experimental use permit, or EUP, to Oxitec at the beginning.
We're going
to
start hearing EUP pretty soon. I'm telling you, this is going to be the precipitating event for a lot of conspiracy theories. After COVID's gone, they're going to need something.
Do you think they're going to somehow relate it to beta males and say they're releasing beta male mosquitoes out into the wild, and somehow that's going to make more beta male humans or something?
You know, Matt, if you were very unethical, you'd be a very good propagandist.
Not going to do that.
You need somebody else to put the message out, but that idea is it would go into the manosphere thing. And they did it to mosquitoes, why wouldn't they do it to you?
Yeah, exactly.
That's why nobody wants to go out with you, because of the mosquitoes.
May. Some local environmentalists, such as Barry Ray, head of the Florida Keys Environmental Coalition, say the approval was haphazard and risky.
You're going to ask the people in our community to be sacrificial lambs.
What?
Really? Because how else are you going to produce your mosquitoes if it weren't for the people in the Keys donating their blood?
But
what? Oh, because the mosquitoes, this guy thinks that they just eat human blood and that's the only thing they eat. But there's some of them that won't bite you, so what the fuck do they eat?
Well, yeah, I mean, they just said that the males don't bite and they're trying to kill off all the females.
Right, so they just don't eat. Because mosquitoes, they just eat your blood. Otherwise, they just wouldn't live there.
Yeah. clearly.
Yo, it's because, like, I'd bet, like, human blood is probably a very small percentage of the average blood-sucking mosquito's diet.
Female mosquitoes only take a blood meal before they reproduce. They need the extra energy. I think mosquitoes, like, live off of nectar or something like that. I don't know.
Normally. Yo, they can't reproduce without the blood of, like, a bald white man. What are you talking about?
That's exactly it.
But others aren't scared by the laboratory bugs. Doug Mader is a local veterinarian.
I hear all the time that people are afraid of GMOs, and they hear that word and they get an immediate visceral reaction that it has to be bad. Well, it isn't bad. It's a way to do prevention.
Oxitec says similar projects have had over a 90%.
A lot of potheads don't like GMOs, and there's nothing more genetically modified than your weed.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's pretty good. I like it. Yeah, I'm totally for the mosquitoes. Fuck it. Not for the mosquitoes. I'm for the fucking GMO mosquitoes.
Yeah.
That insane person who was talking about how they were scary, like, put me over the top in the other direction. I don't know what the opposite of persuasive is, but that's what that person was.
Right.
You might move back to Florida. You better hope they fucking do this soon so that there's less mosquitoes there, because mosquitoes are annoying even if they're not biting you. They're just everywhere. They swarm and
shit. Oh, yeah. Like, I'm almost forgotten what it's like to live in a place that actually has mosquitoes after being here for so long. Being in the Bay Area, you just do not understand.
No, there's very little what we would call nature going on here, for sure.
Well, yeah.
Even if you go out into nature, there's not, like, nature. There's places in Australia or Florida where, like, nature is far more intense.
Right.
Whew. We got through three stories and we're halfway through the show. So I think we're going to start playing the greatest hits of this week's docket. First, we're going to do a There's Nobody to Root For Here kind of video. I believe that probably means it's a Liz Cheney video, because lately, like, when I've been thinking there's no one to root for here, it's always about Liz Cheney. Let me see if I'm right. Yep. On Fox News, Liz Cheney is trying to argue with somebody that it's, like, bad to say that Trump didn't lose the election. I just want to, before we start this, before you start thinking you're rooting for Liz Cheney threw her lesbian sister under the bus in order to pursue her political ambitions.
Wow.
I'm not even exaggerating. That's exactly what fucking happened. So, you look that up yourself. Do your own research, as they say. This is, like, a well-publicized event. So before you start thinking that Liz Cheney is, she might be, like, she might be the least crazy person on Fox today, but that doesn't, like, really mean that much. Anyway, she's going to have, like a talk over each other person match with somebody about the 2020 election, which it turns out is over.
I continue to say it, though, Brett.
But for the people of Wyoming, Brett, who are electing a congressperson to fight for them and to fight against the Biden agenda, why wouldn't they say, is this the person that's going to get it done? Your colleagues are asking.
I'm going to answer the question. We all have an obligation, and I would say Fox News especially Fox News, has a particular obligation to make sure people know the election wasn't stolen.
Fox News,
Brett, I'm going to answer your question. Fox News needs to make sure that the American people, you're doing the interview.
Yo, I hate both of you. That's it. I fucking hate both of you.
This is just crap. But funny at the same time.
I get mad sometimes on Local Love because I have, like, unexperienced people on here trying to talk. But there's like six or seven of them, and they do a way better job than these people are doing right here.
Well, these people are not inexperienced. They are specifically trying to talk over each other.
Oh.
Because they're fighting.
There's tactics you use and neither of them know them.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty good if somebody's trying to talk over me.
I'm answering.
Don't you just play music?
We need to make sure that the American people recognize and understand that the election wasn't stolen, that we shouldn't perpetuate the big lie, and that there's real danger. You know, I've worked in countries around the world where we don't.
Yeah, I hate both of them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like that she's actually fighting the big lie and like telling the truth for the most part.
Well, but on this issue,
yeah,
at
she's
least.
Still a, yeah, on this issue, I mean, she's still a terrible person.
Yeah, but there's no one to root for. I'm like people that are like, oh, you know, this and that, and the future of the Republican Party and conservatism is Liz Cheney, and I'm like, that's Liz Cheney. I don't think you actually want that. Like a bunch of like well-meaning liberals who are just trying to, I don't know, do the right thing or whatever. Like, oh, we can support Liz Cheney. I'm like, actually, that's what you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
Like Liz Cheney voted with Trump like 99% of the time, which, by the way, didn't even put her in the top 10 of people who voted with Trump, because people voted with Trump wow. more than 99% of the time.
Wow.
So this is like a weird juxtaposition. We're going to do Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's going to take some questions from the press. She's been feuding with AOC, and by that, I kind of mean like history of stalking. Like you can't stalk your coworkers unless you're a congressperson. Act Wait, like you know.
Is this going to talk about AOC's quote about MTG?
Was that more than 2 days ago?
I don't know. It might have been. The problem is, like, I get a lot of stuff kind of late. And it was the quote about bars and when she was a bartender.
Oh, she's like, that's the kind of person I would kick out of my bar. That's yeah. why I love AOC. And he has, like, the other stuff. But when she just refers back to, like, being a bartender, and she's like, no, like, listen, you can't, like, behave this way at a bar. Why are we doing this in the Congress? I'm like, yeah, get him. Because she's right exactly. every time she says that.
Yep.
She's like, you couldn't do this at my bar. I think she told somebody, she's like, like on Twitter, she's like, I wouldn't even have to kick you out. My other patrons would make you leave. I don't awesome. Know what Marjorie Taylor Greene's going to be talking about here, but it's going to be fantastic.
Congresswoman Greene.
Hi there. So this is for the pool. I'm with NBC. I'm Ian Caldwell.
Hi.
So can you tell me about why you think it is so important to ask Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez for a debate? And she says that she feels threatened by it.
Oh, this is really easy. We don't actually, we have a place where these people can debate their ideas. It's called the House of Representatives.
Yes.
That's the easy answer.
Yep.
It's supposed to be a body where they debate their ideas and pass or reject people's propositions for new laws. If I understand our government correctly.
Yeah, it's just tens. I mean, it is usually televised. Isn't it usually televised on C-SPAN?
But that sucks. Like, if you had to sit with me, I know you don't have anything to do. Maybe I'll make you get up one day at like 10:30 in the morning and just watch C-SPAN with me for 3 hours. And you'd be like, Dave, I got to go.
That's way too early in the morning for me.
Do you get up early or do you get up late?
I get up really late now and I don't know why.
I mean, I know why.
Because I don't have to get up in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding. But I'm still kind of surprised how late I'm sleeping in.
Oh, that'd be great if I got you up at 10:30 in the morning to watch C-SPAN with me for 3 hours. You by the 2.5 hour mark, you'd be like, really, Dave? You know, like a lot of people like you, but I actually don't. And I got to go. Anyway, let's get back to this Marjorie Taylor Greene clip.
So she Fair. Feels threatened to be able to discuss the policy of the Green New Deal. Is that what she's saying?
No, this is just incorrect. They're in the House of Representatives. They could discuss the policies around the Green New Deal if somebody would put something out there.
She's just mad that it's not, she can't get like a televised debate that will give a lot of publicity to her specifically. I mean, I'm sure she doesn't care about AOC getting publicity.
Well, that's correct.
Yeah.
Oh, Kennedy, Virgo Kennedy's up in the chat. Yeah, we were watching that where she was like, her and her friends seemed drunk and they were like walking around the halls of Congress, like yelling inside of like AOC's little mail slot.
I missed that one.
To her office. But... Oh, we could do that during, hey, Kennedy, can you drop that in our Discord? We'll do that first thing during red light so that Matt could see it. But if you're an elected official, you debate your opponents.
Yeah.
That's it.
And there's a time and a place to do that.
And if you're a member of the House of Representatives and you want to debate the Green New Deal, but there's actually no piece of legislation going through the House of Representatives for the Green New Deal, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you're really bad at being a member of the House of Representatives.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, why wouldn't you want to debate like an issue that's on the table for the House of Representatives?
Yeah. Well, that's because she doesn't have anything to say about any actual legislation. The Green New Deal is a nice straw man, so to speak, for them to attack. I mean, they've made it into a straw man.
Also, I will moderate the debate between AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I will just take AOC's side until Marjorie Taylor Greene leaves, and then I will tweet at her and call her a snowflake with my now million Twitter followers.
Yeah, that sounds about what I would expect.
The manner of which you could
there's nothing wrong with the mayor. Here, I'll explain some that I was just talking about up there. Since I have been a member of Congress, I have been kicked off of my committees by the Democrats when there were no ethics violations against me.
Yo, you're Marjorie Taylor Greene. That is an ethics violation. I'm sorry. I don't mean to do it. That's an ad hominem attack, Matt.
Oh, no. You probably shouldn't do that.
No, that's because it's not the ad hominem fallacy. I've watched her behavior for long enough to like make a reasonable character assessment, right? Kicked off all her committees. Good. She should only be on like the committee for like, she should like make the rules for, no, she shouldn't. No, never mind. Also, I don't like her sunglasses. Reminds me of Miami Vice.
Wrong. You know what else happened? Representative Cori Bush attacked me in the tunnel, screaming at me, screaming. I never said a word to her. She goes by screaming at me to put on a mask. That's a verbal assault. You want to know what?
It's a verbal assault? No, if you're like yelling at somebody to put on a fucking mask, that's actually not a verbal assault. Yelling at somebody is not verbal assault. Verbal assault is like threatening somebody.
Fair enough.
And if Cori Bush was like, girl, you don't know what I'm going to do if you don't put on your mask. That's fine with me too. Fuck it. I'm for like raucous politics.
Fair enough. You know, in other countries, they actually like physically fight in there.
Oh, it's way better. The parlimentary system is way spicier.
Yeah.
Marches the National Guard on my office. Can you imagine on a woman's office, a female member of Congress? I had over 30 National Guard marched on my office by the delegate of Guam. Thank God I wasn't in there. What else happened?
Like, I wasn't at work. I mean, what would I be doing in my office?
Do we have any idea what she's talking about, or is this another
hallucination? She probably said some weird problematic shit about Guam. When someone else said that Guam should be a state, which they totally should. We shouldn't have these weird protectorates out there, right? They should either be states, or we should let them be independent and like subsidize their economy for a while. But I bet that's what's happened. I don't know, but I'm thinking Marjorie Taylor Greene said something froggy about the people of Guam. And then they like marched past her office. I'm just guessing.
No idea. It'd be interesting if somebody has a link to something that explains what happened there. If anything at all happened, I'm not even going to claim that it's not a hallucination.
There you go. This could also just be bullshit.
Yeah.
A Newman that lives across the hall from me, she shoulder checked me right there inside in front of the Capitol Police yesterday. And she went by, hit my shoulder. I said, excuse me. She said nothing back, kept going out the door. That's a physical assault. Today, Eric.
No, actually, you just bumped shoulders with somebody walking by you in an office building. Matt.
But
you worked at a company that was known for everybody being fairly polite. Did you ever accidentally bump into somebody when you were walking around there?
Probably. And I was probably in one of the cafes because it gets really busy and it's not like I'm trying to hit anybody, but really busy there. You're in big lines and lots of stuff going on. I'm sure it happened there.
Like, imagine you're Marjorie Taylor Greene. You're looking at like cue drops on your phone. You're walking down the hallway in Congress. And then, like, somebody, like, bumps into you or you bumped into them. And now, like, it's a problem.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it could be another hallucination. I just don't believe anything that comes out of her mouth unless it's verified by somebody else.
If somebody bumps into you walking through the hallways at the Congress building, can't you just assume that they probably didn't mean to unless they keep following you and pushing you, like continue to escalate? Or if it's like the seventh time they've done this or something, but if you just like bump shoulders with somebody as you're walking down the hallway, maybe neither of you are, maybe you're both out to lunch and fucking just walking down the hallway on the way, your way to the next thing.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, like she said, I would expect somebody to say sorry or at least a half-hearted sorry or something.
But
who knows?
If you're like a regular person and you find out it's Marjorie Taylor Greene you bumped into, are you inclined to apologize? I think no.
No.
Congressman, you don't have to wear your mask anymore because of what Biden said yesterday. He chases my staffer inside, everybody saw it, and gets in his face, curses at him, saying, you don't tell me what to do. The Democrats are the party of aggression and violence. We have AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, publicly and on their social media.
You know what all those women have in common? They ain't white.
And I assume she's not actually going to say anything that's violent, but that they just criticized her, I'm guessing.
On the House floor, supporting Hamas, terrorists.
Yo, they're not supporting Hamas.
That's not what's going on.
Oh, no. Yo,
we both know more than what she she does.
No, like there's been like almost zero Hamas in the news until like there's a problem in Israel Palestine and everybody's like, oh, but Hamas. I'm like, dude, I haven't heard about them in 3 years.
Yeah, like,
what do you mean? Well, now all of a sudden we're talking about that.
I'm positive she's talking about the rocket strikes in Israel right now, right? That have been going on. And I'm betting that they didn't actually support Hamas, but said, hey, there's a whole lot of shit going on. You'd all figure stuff out, you know, and stop escalating.
I mean, I'm like real careful when I talk about this stuff because we talk about a lot of conspiracy theories and anti-Semitism around here. So I'm just like, I'm on the record, like the Likud party. The political party, Likud, the right-wing party in Israel, is as big a threat to peace in that region as any other group that you could show me.
I believe you.
And that's because they're right-wing, like, religious nationalists, and that should scare the fuck out of anyone.
Yeah.
And I'm always afraid of them motherfuckers. For the people who are going to be on the receiving end of their brutality. Yeah, free Palestine, but also, like, my view is like they should just take down the fences and just let everybody live together. But people are going to be hella mad if they try to do that. It's like a very long-term thing.
Yeah.
Right now, our country needs to like be like leaning on our friend Israel and be like, you need to stop it with the bombing.
Well, we need to be leaning on them to get everybody to the table and try to work something out. If not an actual, you know, peace, something that's closer to less violence, you know, ceasefire or something. Because shit could really go down.
Well, no, shit's already really going down.
Well, I mean, now it's just kind of skirmishes from, like,
like the thing that's happening is that people are just constantly being evicted from their homes because they're the wrong religion. Yeah. And like, that's like legitimately like textbook ethnic cleansing.
Yeah.
That's, I don't feel like I've made a controversial or like aggressive statement. Removing people neighborhood by neighborhood because of their religion or ethnicity is fucking ethnic cleansing. And we probably shouldn't, I don't know. It's not like we can prevent that all over the world, but we should be, I don't know, not encouraging it. It's weird. Hold on, let's go back to this thing. We could talk about
on a tangent.
Whatever.
With rocket fire after rocket fire, and they're supporting the terrorists. They're also supporting anti-BLM terrorism all over the country. And then I get harassed by the press every single day about January 6th. And I've said the entire time, literally starting on that day during the riot, how much I'm upset by it, how much I'm against it, and how appalled at it that I am. I was a victim of it as well. So if we want to talk about assault.
Yo, they wouldn't have killed you, MTG.
Behavior, we need to be interviewing the Democrats. And AOC should be able to debate her policy. because I'm a successful business owner. She's I know for a fact.
Stop.
What business did she own?
Well, it's just like really important to understand that like that the house is where these two people are supposed to like debate their ideas about policy.
Absolutely.
They're both in the House of Representatives. That's what the fucking thing is there for. I'm not saying it's not dysfunctional and fucked up that it's like a good place or whatever, but
yeah.
She's a successful gym owner. Probably true. Oh no. All right. We can only do a couple more here in the regular show. People have been asking a little bit about Mike Cernovich, so we're going to do a Mike Cernovich clip. I have no idea what this is about. This is weird, Mike.
So now they're saying, "Oh, you must be melting down, and you know everything else." But I don't know. Like, I'm cute. I look cute.
Wait, no, that's not true.
But I don't know. Like, I'm cute.
No,
I look cute. Got a little sun.
Doesn't look like he's got any sun.
I don't understand. Now, I mean, really, that's honestly the first thing I think about is if I get a comment from a person, the first thing I do is I click over their profile and I look at them and I think, oh, you don't look anything like I look. You don't have penetrating blue eyes, broad shoulders.
He doesn't have, his eyes are too close together. So are his shoulders.
This is a joke, right?
I don't know. It's weird, Mike Cernovich. What do you like? It's up to you. Is this?
I don't know anymore.
Great, square jaw, wonderful hair. Of course you hate me. Of course you would. You're a James Gunn fan, and you look at someone like me, and you're immediately filled with jealousy and rage. And that's unfortunate because I don't judge people by how they look.
I do. Everybody does. Someone's
better looking than I am, although there aren't that many people.
That was weird. What do you think, Matt?
I this has got to be satire. I don't know. And yeah, you're right. Everybody judges people by their looks, even though you shouldn't do that. And things can be very wrong if you do that. But
it's okay to do that when you're dating, I think.
To some extent. Shouldn't be the only thing.
I mean, it's okay to do that when you're dating. Primarily because I'm like very shallow.
Okay.
Like, you know, looking out for number one here. Yo, so this is Deanna Lorraine. Remember when she was on the show every week and then all of a sudden she wasn't on the show ever?
Yep.
I think we're going back into Deanna Lorraine, Lorraine being on the show every week.
Okay. She stopped because she got kicked off of Alex Jones' shows or something. I don't know.
She's on Stu Peters' show now.
Okay.
She's in front of Manhattan, apparently.
These cyber attacks are going to make COVID-19 in this past year feel like a cakewalk. So we better get used to it because those are coming. They want us crippled. They want us dependent on them. They want us locked down either through COVID or by these security hacks, cybersecurity hacks. They want us out of gas. Even Gavin Newsom said he wants everybody in California to stop driving cars
in
the next 5 years. I mean, this is a planned attack if I've ever seen one.
I'm with that too. If you live in a big city, fuck it. You shouldn't have to have a car.
You shouldn't have to have a car, but I don't think that's what Gavin Newsom said. Didn't he just say it should be all electric cars?
Oh, yo, I don't know. She's just making Gavin Newsom sound way cooler than he is.
Okay. Yeah. And of course,
right wing watches.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, like, I don't see how gas prices being insanely high is locking you down. And besides that, it's already been resolved. I mean, obviously it's going to take some time for gas to get around to where it needs to go for the prices to come back down. But seriously, what the fuck?
Hold on. I think she's going to say something really funny here.
seen one. And of course, Right Wing Watch is going to be calling me a conspiracy theorist, a right wing QAnon expert. Why? Mm-hmm. Because they don't want people to listen to this. They don't want people to wake up to this. They don't want to know that it's a deep state agenda. Or want yeah. people to give this any
Right Wing Watch, where we got this clip thrown, does not want you to see this. That's why they showed it to you.
Yeah.
If I can make a living wage just clipping these maniacs for Right Wing Watch, I would be the happiest person in the world, by the way. Could you imagine? Yeah. Like, if I was just like, just able to sustain myself and make a little extra money on Twitch, but pull shit for Right Wing Watch by watching Deanna Lorraine and InfoWars and whatever all day. Fuck, it would be great. I would be so happy.
You don't think that would drive you crazy?
What do you
think? Or crazier?
Who knows? Maybe I get better.
Okay.
Until it's too late, and by then they'll be sitting on their floor with no gasoline, eating worms, because that's also what they want us to do, right? They want us to just eat worms and plants
Wait, instead what? Of meat. There was a song from? When we were kids. I was like, nobody likes me, everybody hates me. Guess I'll go eat worms. Is that what she's talking about? Do you remember, did you sing that? Did you hear that song when you were a kid?
Does sound familiar. I don't remember it specifically though. Is she talking, is this another, they're trying to take our cows away again thing?
I think that might be trying to take away your hamburger, your car, and your ability to get food that isn't a fucking worm. Yeah.
By the way, like, I'm not suggesting this as a thing, but I started like eating more vegetarian. I'm not a vegetarian.
Oh no.
I'm not eating. It's not that I'm not eating meat. I just felt like I wasn't getting enough veggies. So I'm like, I'm going to eat some more veggie stuff.
Yo, what are you doing this week? Well, let's go to like Good Karma on First Street. It's a vegetarian vegan restaurant. I'll meet you there.
I'm getting my shot, and I don't want to go to any restaurants or anything until 2 weeks after. But maybe
they let you eat outside with a mask and shit. It's fine.
It's okay.
I was trying to invite you to lunch, and I'm not even hitting on you.
Oh.
Anyway, we're going to play one more clip before we go on into red light. I feel like there's a lot of shit like left over on the docket, but you know who Joe Piscopo is?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, me too. I don't remember exactly who he is. He's going to sing a song for Mike Lindell at the frankspeech.com event that happened this week. I feel like this is going to be great. It's 30 seconds. It's everything that we need before we go into red light.
But today he said, hey, South Dakota, here I come. Did you try the mind slippers? Get yourself some. Don't ever mess with the upper Midwest. This is Mike's camp. Hear Mike say, God bless the USA. That's why my friend Mike Lindell is the champ.
Wow.
Yo, that was amazing. That guy was trying hella hard to be Frank Sinatra, except he had none of the charm and not the voice, and the band with him wasn't that good. He's not that smooth. Women don't like him. So he couldn't do the Frank Sinatra thing.
So nothing about Frank Sinatra.
It was a really bad rendition of Frank Sinatra. So yo, everybody.
Quick question before we move on.
Yeah, what's up?
That's related to songs. A week or so ago, somebody came out with a mask song. Did you ever show that? It was really cute.
No, maybe. I don't know. You can put it in Discord and we can play
it. Okay, I'll see if I can find it. And then we can move on to red light.
Well, that was whatever it was. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the podcast version of this show. Patrons and local live listeners, stick around. We're not going anywhere. We're going to go into red light. If you're listening to the podcast version of this, you want the rest of the show. If you don't want to try to figure out the other way to get the rest of the show for free all the time, including video, you can just go to patreon.com/echoplex, kick us $5 a month, and we'll send this to you. Also, you could just email me. I'm not like, oh, you haven't given me $5. I won't give you this MP3 because that's silly. If you ask for the fucking audio of the full show, I'll give it to you. But thanks everybody in the chat. It's been fun. I would shout out other streamers, but we're actually trying to avoid other streamers because they all hate each other. This is the end of the show. Fucking make sure you, I don't know, whatever. Matt, it's weird to ask because you don't know our music library very well, but is there anything you've heard around here that you kind of want to hear before we jump into Red Light?
I don't know the music library that well, so I don't know. And I'm trying to find the mask video he's talking about at the same time.
That's all right. This is Generalize by Sweet Haya, friends of ours. Playing this gets a little long. We'll take a little break. We'll be right back with Red Light. It's amazing.
You call yourself far from amazing. You call yourself a passing good time. You call yourself a hired gun. And you like to call yourself the devil's best. Whoa, whoa. Good time, good time, good time.